House Democrats hold far-left circus on fifth anniversary of January 6. By Olivia Rondo on January 6, 2026. House Democrats and former members of the now-defunct January 6 Select Committee held a hearing for the day's five-year anniversary on Tuesday, dragging out a posse of scandal-ridden, far-left lunatics for their circus. The hearing featured hypocrites such as former Representative Elaine Luria, DBA, who condemned political violence from the right despite endorsing Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones, D, who infamously fantasized about assassinating former Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert, R, and his children. Luria did not rescind her endorsement after Jones's texts leaked. She has also been accused of violating House ethics rules multiple times, including for fundraising in connection with her official capacity on the January 6 committee. Luria had sent numerous fundraising emails in recent weeks asking donors to reward her principled leadership on the January 6 committee, The Washington Times reported at the time. House ethics rules directly prohibit members of Congress from fundraising off their official duties. That same year, she also faced accusations of breaking House rules by withholding information from her required personal financial disclosures. According to the complaint from Watchdog Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, FACT, Luria failed to disclose her position as an officer and director of a corporation when she omitted holding a position as president of the Tidewater Montessori High School from 2015 to 2019, showing an egregious lack of transparency that erodes public trust and leaves citizens unaware of potential conflicts of interest. Ironically, Luria has consistently railed against school choice and voucher programs while she used to be the president of a private school, and sent her daughter to one as well. During her testimony at Tuesday's hearing, she criticized President Donald Trump's actions as commander-in-chief, particularly his deployment of National Guard troops to high-crime cities and the investigation into allegedly seditious behavior by Senator Mark Kelly, D.Oz. After losing her congressional seat to Representative Jen Kiggins, RVA, and announcing her bid to run again in November, it could be argued that Luria wanted to join the hearing to get some free airtime to help her chances of winning. One of the only two Republican members on the Select Committee, former Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, also spoke at the hearing, going on an anti-Trump rant. This is the same Adam Kinzinger who revealed roughly 30 million lines of phone data collected without a warrant to the Democrat-led committee. The Reno, or Republican in name only, endorsed former President Joe Biden and later former Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential election, and that is not where the strange things end. According to an ex post from White House Communications Director Stephen Cheung, Kinzinger has posted half-naked photos to the gay hookup app Grindr, despite being married to a woman. While the individual's face is not in the pictures, their tattoo appears to match the former congressman's. Kinzinger was also heavily criticized for an October 2024 photo op where he and Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Lucas Kuntz shot AR-15 rifles and other firearms at metal targets from just 10 yards away, leading a bullet fragment to ricochet and injure a reporter in the arm. Democrats also brought out former January 6 prosecutor Brendan Blue, who exemplifies the partisan nature of that witch hunt. Blue, a registered Democrat, has donated over $8,000 to leftist candidates and committees, including $2,000 to Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Last April, he and other January 6 prosecutors filed a bar complaint against Ted Martin after Trump nominated him to be U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. Blue has made his left-wing bias blatantly obvious on social media and television appearances. The craziest witness brought forth by the Democrats on Tuesday might be former January 6 defendant Pamela Hemphill, an ex-Trump supporter turned left-wing activist who appears to have serious mental health issues. Hemphill, who rejected Trump's pardon for all January 6 defendants, goes by Pam Tifa, as in Antifa, on X, and protests outside of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, facilities. As reported by The Times, she has stated that her own mother is a psychopathic murderer, based on hazy childhood memories of what Hemphill has described as satanic rituals. These claims are unverified, the outlet stated. House Democrats' time was certainly used in an interesting way to commemorate the Capitol riots anniversary. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.